Hurry up! 24 hours!
New York, New York, New York, New York! It's a hell of a town! We've got one day here and not another minute to see the famous sights.
We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
Oh, we've hair on our chests, so what we like the best are the nights.
Sights,
New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town.
On the Town, with music by Leonard Bernstein and dance sequences by Jerome Robbins, was a huge hit when it premiered on Broadway in 1944. It's been revived several times in the 70 years since. MGM made a movie version, and two additional Broadway productions were staged, but the revivals received lukewarm receptions, at least until now. The show's most recent revival, directed by John Rando, was hailed as everything a Broadway show should be by the Wall Street Journal's Terry Teachout, and Ben Brantley of the New York Times called it jubilant and pulsing with new life. Well, joining us now to talk about the show are Mr. Rando, also Joshua Burgess, who is its choreographer, and Alicia Umfress, one of its stars. On the Town is playing at the Lyric Theater on West 42nd Street. I'm very pleased that it's brought them to our show today. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
We just heard New York, New York from the show. John, are a wonderful Bernstein shows like that one of the reasons the show has been called a musical comedy, Love Letter to New York?
I think so. Bernstein's music, you know, it's just so inspirational. And in this particular production, you know, we have this enormous 28-piece orchestra, and the music is just front and center. We went in there into the orchestra pit of the theater, and we raised the orchestra up so that they're sort of in the room, in a sense, with the people in the audience. And, you know, to me, we have this impeccable cast that – when they sing this music, it's just very special. I just don't think New York has heard this music done this way since really the beginning.
Well, what was Bernstein doing at the time? He had to be very young.
Very young, like in his mid-20s. And he had just, you know, done this major event at Carnegie Hall, in which he took over and conducted the orchestra there. And he was a bit of a dashing young star. And then he, of course, was close friends with Adolph Green and Betty Comden, and they hooked up and along with Jerome Robbins. And Jerome Robbins had just done Fancy Free, this fantastic ballet with Leonard Bernstein, and they decided that it was a great idea to turn it into a musical. And they were right, of course. But they had a lot of help from George Abbott, of course, the great Broadway director, who really helped them shape it and turn it into a wonderful piece.
Isn't this your third production of On the Town?
It is, yes. I did it first at City Center Encores in a concert version, maybe in, I think, 08 or 09, featured the current star, Tony Yazbek, in playing Gaby. And It was just a wonderful concert celebration of the music. And then several years later, I was invited to direct a show of my choice at Barrington Stage Company, a wonderful regional theater that works in western Massachusetts. And Josh and I had collaborated on a production of Guys and Dolls there, which was a big hit. And then I told the artistic director, Julianne Boyd, that I really wanted to do On the Town. I just was so excited by the concert, and we wanted to just present it. And she said, of course, yes. I said, I needed Tony and I needed Josh. Josh just jumped at the opportunity. And then we did this. Then when we went to cast it, we came across a wonderful friend who I had worked with before, but Alicia Umfress, and cast her in the part of Hildy. And of course, she is just bringing down the house nightly in the show with I Can Cook too. And I'm just so happy for her.
Well, Alicia, how much of the Massachusetts cast moved to the show to New York?
I think the five of us, the five core, Elizabeth and Clyde and Tony and Jay and I, and Allison and Michael Rupert, who play Pitkin, and my roommate Lucy Schmieler, and one of our swing, Chip Abbott. Mm-hmm. So about, what's that, eight of us?
Yeah, of the 11 principals, it's eight.
Yeah.
You know, it was such a bonding experience up there, and such a beautiful company. And you know, it's just so special to have them do it here.
Joshua, On the Town includes five ballet sequences and lots of other types of dancing. Would someone who saw the 1944 production recognize some of them, or have you done new versions?
Well, we actually have done new versions, but kind of in the genre of Jerome Robbins. I'd like to stay true to what he originally designed those dance sequences to do.
How much of it is available to someone like you? Can you actually go back to his notes?
Very little. There's very little documentation of what the original choreography was. So really, I just followed the story and let the story tell us what the choreography needed to do.
What about using some of the movie sequences? Were they totally different?
They were different. They were not choreographed by Jerome Robbins.
Oh, too bad. Alicia, you play Hildy, a man-hungry cab driver, and your big number is I Can Cook Too.
Yes.
Are you having as much fun as you appear to be when you're singing that song?
More. It's the biggest gift. It's just the most fun. I'm waiting for the day where I'm like, I don't really feel like doing it tonight, and it's not even close to happening so far.
How familiar with the show were you before you auditioned for it? Had you seen the movie?
No, I hadn't seen the movie, and I've never seen a production still to this day. So I think being unfamiliar was actually a service to me, because I went in and just did the sides the way I thought that they should be done, with no impression of anybody else's version, you know, in my head.
Well, you might want to check out Betty Garrett's version after the fact.
Yeah, I will. I have the movie. Somebody gave it to me. I just haven't, you know, when I'm doing the show 8 shows a week, I'm not like, hey, let's go home and watch On the Town. But I will.
Well, Betty Comden and Adolph Green not only wrote the book and the lyrics, but they also put themselves in the original production.
Yes, fantastic.
Ben Brantley pointed out in his rave review in the Times that On the Town contains contrasting sensibilities. It's got episodes of slapstick humor followed by graceful ballet sequences. Did this mixing of genres create challenges for you as a director, John?
Yes, in a great way. It's an incredible piece because of that. The phenomenal dialogue between the sort of what I would called a kind of low comedy and this unbelievable, amazing, high art of this music and ballet. And I think one of the remarkable moments in the show when an audience goes to see it is this. We had this great thing. We not only had the spectacular cast, but we invited the phenomenal Megan Fairchild, one of the ballerinas from New York City Ballet, to play Ivy. And there's this remarkable scene in which she stands on stage, this great ballerina, next to one of New York City's great low comics, Jackie Hoffman, playing Madame Dilly. And I think this is where the show is just so remarkable, because the original creators were truly interested in this kind of dialogue between wonderful, funny, inventive character work and at the same time Tchaikovsky. It's just a joy to see and watch an audience's gasp at delight with the ballets and at the same time just laugh with great joy at the comedy in the scenes.
Hey, Joshua, it must have been fun for you to be able to choreograph for a principal dancer at New York City Ballet.
Oh, yes. It was fantastic. You know, she's such a terrific athlete, and she's such a wonderful, bright young woman who in rehearsal just brought her ideas to us and kind of let my imagination run wild, because whatever I could imagine, she could do.
Her website indicates that she's scheduled to perform with the ballet company in February. She'll have to leave the show at that point?
I think she is not doing those performances with the ballet company.
I think they're calling her Megan Broadway, I think, is what they're doing.
Well, she also sings, and you have a number of actors who have to be able to dance very, very well while they are singers. Tony Yesbeck, J.A. Armstrong Johnson, Clyde Alvis, all terrific dancers.
and singers and actors. It's the triple threat. And, you know,
so
this
was that that obviously was an important consideration when you were casting.
Hugely important. I was for both Josh and I, we deeply wanted our three sailors to not only follow their story through the scenes, but also to follow their stories through the ballets. And to see those three guys together in, at the end of the first act in the Times Square Ballet, which is, you know, a phenomenal, truly phenomenal piece of American orchestral music, and just watch these three guys go through this a 9-minute dance sequence. Mm. And these guys who you've loved, you've laughed at, you've adored their singing, and you've watched them meet these women, and yet they dance as athletic and as heroically as they do. It's pretty special.
I think that's why you fall in love with these three sailors so much in this production, is because, you know, they never really leave the stage. Their dance double never comes on. That you follow their story through the dialogue, through the song, and through the ballets.
And this was really important to us, Leonard, because we deeply believe in where American musical theater talent is right now. And we deeply believe that these young men and women who come to our city to perform musical theater and can do what these guys do, which is dance phenomenally, sing phenomenally, and also carry comedy and be interesting and compelling as actors. It's truly special. It is a true American art.
Alicia, you posted a video blog online about getting up in the wee hours of Thanksgiving morning to perform with other members of On the Town's cast at the Macy's Day Parade. Had you done a performance the night before?
We had, yes.
You did two the day before.
We did two the day before.
How much sleep did you get? You must have been
exhausted.
I got
about 3.5 hours, but our producers were very gracious and put us up at the hotel on the street of the theater, the six of us. So since our call time was so early, so we didn't have to go all the way home and come back. So it eliminated a lot of the travel time. So,
did you do a show that night as well?
Thankfully we had Thanksgiving off, so we got to go home and sort of crash and just watch the parade and
John,
snuggle.
You mentioned, John, that the show includes a 28-piece orchestra. At the start of the show, before the curtain goes up, it plays a national anthem. The audience stands up and sings. Was the national anthem part of the 1944 production?
What a great question. You know, when I went to work on the show originally back at City Center Encores, they played me the overture to the show on the piano in early rehearsal. And I said, oh, that's strange. Why would all that music come before we've even danced to it or before we've even... And they said, well, John, you know, that's not what they originally did. This overture was added long after the original 1944 production. And I said, well, what did they do? And he said, well, the music director there said, well, you know, it was wartime. And so they played the national anthem.
As I think they did for every Broadway show at that time.
And so I said, well, that's what we should do. And so we did it. And since that time, you know, it's very special.
Well, you have a giant flag as well.
Yeah.
But you also have a 28-piece orchestra in a time when most Broadway shows have 9 or 10 yeah. musicians and a synthesizer and perhaps yeah. even recorded music.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tremendous credit to Howard and Janet Kagan, our producers.
Does it feel different singing before a full live orchestra than it does singing before one of those augmented things?
Absolutely. I mean, the Sitz Probe, which is the run with the orchestra for the first time in the rehearsal space, it was just everyone was in tears. It was just so moving and special and beautiful. And we feel very, very, very lucky to get to perform the show with the gorgeous orchestra that we have.
It's also interesting that the songs were changed for the movie. Only a couple of songs were retained, and they wrote all new songs for the movie. The songs that were eliminated are pretty terrific.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Hollywood machine didn't trust this young songwriter. Said, "Who is this Bernstein guy? Let's get a tried and true Hollywood songwriter." And you know, the Bernstein music is really so superior.
Didn't you win an Emmy for your choreography for the NBC show Smash?
I did.
Are there major differences between choreographing for the theater and for a television show?
I think the one major difference is for theater, you're rehearsing and you're perfecting a moment so that the audience sees the story you want them to see when they see it live on stage. And then for television, once you perform it for the cameras, then you go into the editing room, and then your work starts all over trying to figure out which camera angles and how all that works. But, you know, obviously it's very cliche, but there's nothing like live theater and seeing what people like Alicia and the rest of the cast do and how they interact with each other on stage.
And Alicia, I understand you've recorded an album that's just being released called I've Been Played.
That's correct. It comes out on January 6th.
And then you're also going to be performing songs from it at Birdland
on
Monday
5th.
On the 5th, the day before. It's at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're doing the whole album with the trio that played on the album.
It's on a Monday. It has to be because that's when the theater is dark?
Yes, correct.
And is this an open run?
Yes. Yes, an open run. We're doing well, and we're looking forward to getting to June and what happens there with the Tony Awards.
Because everybody has just raved about this show. Congratulations for every aspect of it. It's just so much fun. And you're in the theater that had Spider-Man, but nobody is swinging from the rafters in this production.
A little bit. No, it's the theater is beautifully restored back to its original, and it looks beautiful.
And my great thanks to all three of you for being on our show, John Rando, Joshua Burgess, and Alicia Umfress.
Thank you
so much.